this series, we want to look at one of the biggest issues in the eldership, and that has to do with handling conflict. So we want to look at some biblical principles for handling conflict. The question is not, will there be conflict among elders, but when will it happen and how will we respond to that conflict? So what I want to do is take us through a multi-part series where we examine different biblical principles and passages and hopefully offer some application just for dealing with conflict, dealing with elders' meetings and other elders, and how we can glorify the Lord and handle conflict in a biblical way. So what I want to do is start with the first major principle, and that's acting in the Spirit. And I want to give some sub-points to this. The first one is, when you face conflict, do not display the works of the flesh. Most of the contentious infighting and backbiting and friction that goes on, divisions that plague elderships and churches, really is the result of believers not acting according to the Spirit, but really acting in the flesh. And I want to look at a couple different passages. We see the conflict among the churches in Galatia, and there was all kinds of conflict over the Mosaic law and its application into everyday life. And essentially, the Apostle Paul says to them in Galatians 5:15, if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you're not consumed by one another. And after this, the apostle warns of the potential destruction that could take place in the churches. And he describes the works of the flesh. Now, I want you to listen to what he says. He says, now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, and on he goes. But as you consider these works of the flesh, like envy and rivalries and fits of anger, know this, as you consider the works of the flesh, know that the Holy Spirit is totally opposed to them. They are the works of the flesh. They're not from the Spirit. In verse 17, the apostle says, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for they are opposed to each other. So know that the Holy Spirit does not lead believers, does not lead elders to commit these works of the flesh. So we see that in Galatia. We also see it in Corinth. Christians in the church at Corinth exhibited the works of the flesh, and they were fighting with one another. And in fact, there was not another church founded by the Apostle Paul, as far as we know, that was so plagued by sin and division and conflict. It's a case study in some ways. But the Corinthian believers, though they had the Holy Spirit in behavior and attitude, were like people who were devoid of the Spirit. And Paul puts his finger on the problem. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, you are still of the flesh. For while there's jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh, only behaving in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human? And so this was a problem not only in Galatia, it was a problem in Corinth. And this can be a problem not only among churches today, but among elderships. And so you need to examine yourself, guard yourself, consider this. If you want to destroy the eldership, just practice the works of the flesh. 1 Peter 2, Peter says, so put away all malice and all deceit and all hypocrisy and envy and all slander. And these sins will destroy a community. And I think particularly of the sin of envy, it will destroy an eldership. When one elder is envious of another elder, this is a sin that actually is quite prominent among elderships. I think of King Saul and David. Initially, Saul loved David, but almost immediately he became envious of David. He was this young, good-looking, smart, talented, popular, well-liked, successful warrior, and Saul essentially couldn't live in a world where someone got more accolades than him. And it was a real problem, and it destroyed the community of Israel to some degree. Again, the same type of sin can destroy the community of God. We've got to be careful about it. Preachers can feel threatened by other gifted preachers. Elders can be envious of other more gifted elders who have more knowledge or shine brighter. Deacons can learn from this too and can envy other deacons who are maybe get more attention or more people call them for help, and so on. So we've got to be careful of this, of these works of the flesh. And I mention all this because if you don't address it, it will destroy not only the assembly, but it will destroy the eldership. These works of the flesh are totally opposed. The Spirit is totally opposed to these works of the flesh. As the great Puritan John Owen said, be killing sin or sin will be killing you. So we've got to address these sins that create conflict among elders. Let me give you another principle. When facing conflict, display the fruit of the Spirit. So don't do the works of the flesh, but display the fruit of the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. If you're in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. It's a Holy Spirit of self-control. And the apostle says, but I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Now that passage, that verse, is one of the most significant verses, I think, for not only Christians, but for elders to know, for how to live the Christian life, for how to work with each other, how to deal with each other. As one theologian said, this is theological dynamite. We need to grasp what it means to walk by the Spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh. We need the indwelling Spirit, and we need to display the fruit of the Spirit. There's no question that one of the saddest, most grievous things that can happen in churches and in elderships is out of control Christians. People who run their mouths, somehow in the heat of the moment, people feel liberty to say the worst things. So we've got to be careful about this. We've got to address it. When people act according to the flesh, they're out of control emotionally. They're not displaying the fruit of the Spirit, and they can do enormous damage. Maybe you've experienced some of this from other people, maybe even from other elders. This is a problem we've got to address and be aware of. The third principle for acting in the Spirit is when facing conflict, display the wisdom from above. James 3:17 says this, this wisdom from above, it produces a purity of heart and mind, a sweet reasonableness, graciousness, mercy, sincerity, and peace. And then James says there's a wisdom from below, which is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. It produces uncontrolled speech, bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, unbridled passions, strife, pride, and disorder, and every vile practice. So that's not the wisdom from above. That's the wisdom from below. But we're to display the wisdom that is from above, from God's Spirit. Let me just offer a couple practical suggestions for acting in the Spirit. First of all, as soon as you feel your blood begin to boil, and again, it's not a question of if this will happen, it's a question of when will this happen. Elders' meetings can be very difficult. You work with other people about very important issues, and these things will come up. So as soon as you feel your blood begin to boil, just pray. Go to the Lord. Ask for strength. Ask for strength to walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh, to be controlled by the Spirit. Second of all, check your attitudes and conduct. Know this, God does not, through His Spirit, lead people to bite and devour one another. So know that if there's that inclination in you, that's not from the Holy Spirit. And maybe you're self-unaware. Maybe you've been doing this and you need to repent and ask God and others to forgive you for this. Also, I think another good point of application is to seek wisdom from other Spirit-filled believers. This is one way the Holy Spirit leads us, is through the counsel of other believers who are mature and know the Word. And also just commit yourself to treating others with gentleness and kindness and respect. 2 Timothy 2, very, very important verse for elders, says, "And the Lord's servant," this is 2 Timothy 2:24, "the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." So let it be a principle that you treat others with kindness and gentleness. And also be humble and open to correction. Lo and behold, it's possible you may be wrong. And we need to be open to this and open to correction. And invite others into this and ask them to give you feedback if your attitude and spirit has been not appropriate. So that's the first principle. Act in the Spirit, be controlled by the Spirit. Now we're going to look at the next couple principles.